It is said, the greatest way to show love to someone is by sharing the gospel of Christ with them. So, join me, Jonathan.
And me, Byron.
Every Sunday morning on the gospel from 7 to 10 a.m. Where we'll have music to uplift your spirit.
Fellowship to revive your soul.
And an anointed word to break the yoke of bondage.
So, that's every Sunday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Tune in and be inspired, motivated, and revived.
Good FM, your Kasi, your Stasi. That was Taryn Rose from Cape Town with I'm Found in You. It's 17 minutes after the hour on the 24th of January to 2021. You are tuned in to the gospel on Poort FM, your Kasi, your Stasi. My name is Jonathan Olsen, together with my brother, my co-host. That is Brother Byron Veldtman. And our guest has arrived. I am quite excited about this one, Byron.
Yes, definitely. You know, it's such an honor, you know, and a privilege to have our guest in studio this morning, and more so because he is from here and been doing good works with within our community.
Yeah.
And he weet, hy's van Eersterusta Poort, man, proudly Poort,
yes,
you know. And I just love that. And we want to encourage you to send us, you know, your voice notes. Mm-hmm. Send us if you maybe have any questions for our guest. We'll have a big reveal after this very, very, very soon. And engage with us, you know. You can do that on the number 064-119-6071. And once a guest us?
Renee Kreer. I wanted to say Kruger, but
Kruger,
was al by plekke waar as hy opkom, as iemand om so introduce, and kom hier aan sê, my van is Kreer. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for choosing Poort FM, and we are so honored to have Renee Kreer in studio. Man, it's good to see you again. Welkom.
Baie dankie, dankie Jonathan. Dankie Baron. Lekker.
And so, we're going to ask Renee some questions. If you don't know Renee by now, then she is so long in Eastern.
Yeah. You bet. That is like, it's what the man's, who can I get no say, Vabe owns. You bet, we should know our people, and we should really, you know, get to know our people and support our people as well. And let's get straight into it. Renee, you bet, we are in welcome. Jy weet, my vraag wat ek het vir jou is, sê vir die mense, jy weet, wie is Renee Kreer?
Goeiemôre. Ja, is vroeë oggend. Ja, Renee Kreer. Renee Kreer is 'n seun van Eersterus, Pretoria, capital of South Africa. The only colored township in Pretoria. As ons van Eersterus, so there's a geographical significance waar hy julle is toe.
So kom ek
sê, Renee Kreer is maar net 'n ou in die straat wat die Here lief het met sy hele hart en siel.
Yeah.
Ja, en ek sing so bietjie, ja, so is nie so goed.
Oh, so modest.
So
die ou wat so bietjie sing, family, we just have to mention this. So you sang in the Drakensberg Boys Choir. And that is actually quite something. I think the likes of Loiso Bala, the likes of, I think, Danny Kay as well.
Zwaibala.
Yeah, and Zwai.
Danny Kay, I think he was only part of productions and stuff that happened.
Okay. Yeah. So, family, if you have any musical knowledge, the Drakis is a big deal.
Mm.
All right. So Renee, you were there, and I wanted to ask you, how has that influenced your scope of music, your thinking, and your view of music?
So Drakensberg Boys Choir, very classical. We're classically trained as vocals or musicians, but predominantly focusing on vocals.
Yeah.
So I think the basis, the grondlegging, was gelay as a classical vocalist, very, very disciplined vocal.
Mm.
Hence, I don't sing all the lines that you sing, Jonathan, and my brother Romano, and my daughter has just come out singing and asking, but Pa, don't you sing like Romano and Jonathan, why don't you do those lines like that? Because of the grondlegging is so gelay that you are classically trained. And I think that has been an amazing opportunity. It was for me at the time, 1991, it was many moons ago, to be part of such a choir, Drakensberg Boys Choir. I mean, world-renowned boys choir. Everyone just grows as a vocal at this specific school.
Sure. That's amazing. 1991 is before apartheid was abolished in South Africa.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Yes. So we don't, I don't know if we want to get into that. That's going to take another hour on that experience.
Yeah. When I think of the Drakensberg boys choir, you know, I think of pristine. I think of quality. I think of like only the best.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
And that is like, amazing to have someone here from Poort, you know, to having been part of such a great thing, yeah.
All right. Tell me, you have an album, and that's what we're going to feature on our triple play today. Family, the triple play is coming up in about 9 minutes. So the album is entitled A Tribute.
Yes.
All right, so when was it recorded? What inspired it?
So in 2015, we recorded this album. Was inspired all my life. I think all the songs on the album and hence the title, A Tribute. A tribute to all the people that has imparted in my life over the time. All the songs that has meant something for me over the time. I mean, it's very old songs. I've got an Oxford heart. I love all the old stuff. I love old shoes. I love old cars. I love old music.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've done with this specific project is that we modernized all the songs that we used to sing. Mm-hmm. Songs that I heard in the house, songs that we sang at the church, songs that when you drive around and you hear an old hymn, old Rugged Cross for that matter.
Yeah.
Revived it a little bit, just gave it a little bit of millennium flavor into it, you know.
Yeah.
Mm. So it was just saying thank you for me as an artist, as a person, for everyone that has imparted in my life, and hence all this of the songs that was written by friends of mine, except obviously the covers that I redid.
Yeah,
oh, fantastic, man.
Yeah, that's you know, that's great stuff, and you know, the passion you know that you have, you know, Poorties, if you could be in the studio, you can feel it. You know, the man is very passionate about what they do, and to have the platform to actually impart in other people's lives by way of song.
Awesome.
You know, and also that the community is very important to you as well. So my question to you is, if there's anything that you could change in Easter's musically, what would that be?
So, I think all of us are all on our own station. Elke ons op sy eie kas is sy eie stas.
Ah, so.
Elke ou wil sy eie troontjie bou, and everyone wants to just build his own thing. I've not seen a collaboration of as colored artists in Easter's coming together and do something without any strings attached.
Yeah.
I think we should get to a point where I've done sound for the last, I think, the last 20 years. I've been doing sound for events. Yeah. And it's sorry to say that I've never done an event where colored people actually pay for the event, and then we have a collage of colored artists coming together and doing what they do the best. So what I would do different, or what I would love to do, my passion has always been to get all the artists together, one platform, and we just make some noise, because I think also the excellence comes from where we are. There's so many excellent artists, musicians, singers in Eersterust, but elke ou doen maar net sy eie ding, and dis hoekom ons so sukkel. Dis hoekom ons struggle om 100 mense in 'n venue in te kry.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. Because elke ou dink net aan sy eie storie, en elke ou wil sy eie ding doen.
Yeah.
As ek die vraag reg beantwoord het, of as ek hom mooi verstaan het, sê ek vir myself dat ek wil baie graag sien hoe ons die Jonathans en die Freddie Arendse, die Julian Manuels, en daai ouens, we mekaar kry op 'n plek where we all just worship, praise-a-thon, you know.
Wow, love it, yeah.
People do a lot of things, but I think that daai sal 'n groot slag laat hier in Eersterson.
Ja.
Oh, wow.
Ja, definitely. En ek dink regtig dit sal mense se lewens verander.
It must.
And change their perspective.
It must.
Of, you know,
it must, being because an positive energy will change the atmosphere.
Here we go.
Verstaan jy? Yeah. As ons in negativiteit aangaan, gaan ons altyd negatief is. But sodra ons by mekaar kom met almal se initiatief en almal se idees en goed, kan ons net vorentoe beweeg. I mean, there's no other way.
100% agreed.
Yeah.
100% agreed. Wow. What a profound answer there. But also, dit forceer my. Ek sit hier so as a artist. And, you know, sometimes one of the things that we struggle with is om hand in eie boesem te sit.
Yes.
So that forced me to think, hey, you know what, dude? Because sometimes we get invited, you get invited to platforms outside of Esteras, I get invited
mostly.
To platforms.
And we get invited mostly out of Esteras. When last were you invited in Esteras?
Bro, it becomes a problem. Yeah. Because now, instead of Jonathan and Renee clubbing together, we're doing our own thing.
Yeah. And it's a gesukkel.
Hey,
yeah. Want onthou ek ken jou hart en ek verstaan waar jy vandaan kom. So dis makliker om vir jou te support.
Hmm.
As 'n ou wat ek nie regtig ken nie en ek ken nie sy background nie.
Sure.
But we ons hart op ons bene af vir hy ons.
Oh wow.
Ons doen we and ons eie ouens we cutting to the side.
So this is Poort FM. You're still here, don't worry. So the challenge is, this is a quick challenge I want to make before I move to the next question.
Sure.
We have 4 minutes left before we have to start the triple play. If you are listening as an artist, we've been challenged to put our hands into our own bosoms. Let's get together and do something great. We can.
Yeah.
We can. We have.
We have all the resources. I think we have all the resources. Even in Esteras.
Yeah.
We don't
need
to go out of. Ons hoef nie eens oor die brug te gaan nie.
Mm.
Ons kan net die kant van die brug bly. En ons kan al die ouens bymekaar bring.
Yeah.
En ons kan die rook aan die plek sit. En ek sê vir jou nou. And that's where we are with even this pandemic that we are finding ourselves.
Mm.
Sê ons kry 10 artists en ons kom bymekaar en ons doen net 'n ding. We just sing together and we play. Remember we did the thing in the park.
Yes,
worship in the park.
Yes,
how amazing was that to play for 4 hours. Andreas,
my bro.
Sure.
Every artist just came. Nog 'n ou kom en ons het, ek remember Jonathan was playing bass guitar, ek het keys gespeel en ons het gerotate so. We rotated like that.
Wow.
Some guy comes out of the street and says, "Luister, ek kan bietjie perk speel." Of speel.
Kom sommer. Ja. Ja, ja.
And then die next minute, so ver as jy sien, is dit karre wat stop en mense wat kom sit op hulle stoele just to come enjoy that. Why don't we do that? How can we not do that?
Yeah. I think we'll get in touch with you because I've really been challenged. Ek hoop as ek nou na die kerk toe gaan, dat die ou wat preek nie nog verder rebuke op my gaan sit nie. Nou moet ek na die balsam aangesit word. So, Renee, you had a community choir, what is that, around
2004, yeah. Remember, Zing was 2004. So, 2002, 2003.
Yeah,
I didn't have the choir. The choir, it was the community choir.
Okay, who initiated it?
Myself and Freddie at the time from Wido.
Okay.
I spoke to the guys. I went to the guys. I said, listen, we got so much talent in Esteras. We got so many singers in Esteras. Let's do something positive. Because ek het ook my tyd gemors. There was a lot of time wasted with having to nowhere to go. No training. No one to look up to. You know, Uncle Neville Nash, that and die tyd was daar. Daar was my ou wat ek na toe opgekyk het.
Uh-huh. Yep.
But there was no platform created for the next ou om the baton to fight.
All right.
Mm.
And hence we said, all right, community choir. And we tried to do the community choir and that was a success.
Yeah, that was
a great
success. I was part of that and I must tell you that I've learned some life lessons, I've learned some musical lessons that have formed and shaped me.
Because isn't that what life is about or choir is about? Choir is not about singing.
All right.
But choir is about learning commitment.
Oh yeah.
And learning things from 20 other, 40 other people in building your character as a person.
And also to say networking.
Wow. Let's say networking. So there's so many aspects you can put when you pull all these people together from different diversities and different denominations.
Yeah.
Want hy is ook 'n groot probleem. Die enige kerk wil nie meer die
people
aan mekaar vat nie. Mense wil nie by mekaar kom nie. But when you say it's a community platform, everyone comes and almal leer van almal af. So as our fundraiser by die NG Kerk is die community choir die ouens wat die fundraising initiate and hence die ouens het klaar 50 kaartjies verkoop want daar's 50 mense in die choir. How else move you forward?
Dit kan net beter gaan as almal net wil saamwerk, as almal net
wil saamwerk.
Daai was iets wat nou op my gedagte was, maar ek het ook nie die stem om te sing, Here hier by my. Jy weet, maar that is so profound. You know, what you were saying, that a choir is not just people coming together and singing, operating in their giftings. Much more than that.
It was never big. Ons was stuck in die ding van, kom ons sing net 'n paar songs.
Sure.
We were stuck in that.
I mean,
Tot ons sê, as jy geroep is vir 7 o'clock en jy kom 5 to 7 as jy laat eindelijk. You know, tot ons daai goed is begin doen. En dan die ou wat maandag werk toe moet gaan of na interview toe gaan, pas daai daartoe. So wat het gebeur?
That
environment.
Absolutely.
You know, and then you got the discipline of me as a solo artist doing what I do and glo net in myself and glorifying myself. But as soon as you come into a group setup, you have to actually now start listening to whatever these other people are doing. And groei ons allemaal and move ons allemaal samen voor en toe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Look, it's absolutely fantastic because I'll tell you one of the things, and we're too long on this. The triple play was supposed to start, but it's just that good.
Mm-hmm.
I had a serious confidence issue.
Yeah.
And I'm opening up my heart to you guys out there. I had a serious confidence issue, and the platform that fixed that was what we had at the community choir.
Sure. Wow.
So and maybe some of you don't understand my default unwavering, unmovable, anchored respect for Renee Krier.
Mm.
He was directly the vehicle that God used to get me out of that low self-esteem.
Yes.
Isn't that a good place to be?
Bro,
isn't that a good place to be? I look up to you also now. And I mean, our roles have changed where I'm looking up to you now.
Oh, so, wow. By yay,
dunk, yes, René was my pilar. And so, how many people are saying that? I meet people in the streets and they say, hey, die oud me ga help, anadag, so. But I now look at these people and say to myself, I want to be better. Ek wil beter in myself wees as wie ek is. So, isn't that a place to be where and say, kom ons try. En kry ons gewoon by mekaar op 'n Saterdagmiddag en ons kyk
like,
of ons op 'n paar songs kan sing. Maybe we change someone's life just there.
Yeah. Let's do it again.
Definitely.
Okay, so then I'm not going to ask the next question because my next question was, do you think something like that would help today? So it's obvious, I think.
Start jou kar en kom ons by mekaar en dan doen ons hierdie ding. Because die ding is, ons gaan vir mekaar sê, kom ons doen het volgende maand, ons doen het volgende maand. We're just never going to do it. And I'm saying, let's call a date and we do it.
Bro, you know what I'm seeing? Byron's getting ready to ask the last question. What I'm seeing more and more, people are doing Facebook Live. Ek het ook nou unlimited Wi-Fi, so thank God for that.
So we can
also upload now.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, what the hell? What you're saying now? Klim in your car. Let's do this thing. Because and also, that is exactly what the anointing is. You know, I remember the day of Pentecost in the book of Acts. That nobody had a script.
Thanks.
And I think we are so script driven that we don't leave room for the working of the Holy Spirit in these little platforms that we think nothing of.
Yes.
And look.
Ons moet vir mekaar sê, we are flexible. Thus we shall not break.
Yeah.
Ons moet daar wees by die plek waar ons kan die kant toe, die kant toe maklik gaan en vorentoe. I keep on saying, I've got this thing I'm saying, we're moving together. Forward, we're moving forward together.
Yeah.
As ons by mekaar kom, daai ou wat depressed is en daai ou wat nie weet wat sy hoop iewers te verloor het, kom by mekaar en hy kry Byron en hy kry Jonathan en hy kry wie ewe en wie ewe. En hy gaan huis toe met 'n positiewe attitude uit daai uur van rehearsal.
Definitely.
And becomes a better singer.
Win-win.
You can't lose it.
You can't. Ek dink nou, ek sit nou hier so and I'm looking at it like from a different perspective as well. Like as you said, from that guy who's hurting inside.
Yeah.
And just to be exposed to and just to see, you know, yes, my fellow poort is jy weet almal wat by mekaar kom and take off their time and minister to the people in song, you know, and I just think that's an awesome thing, and it will definitely change lives in Jesus' name because that is it, and it is life lessons that comes together with that, as what you touched on the punctuality. And it's really going to change whole lives. That help holistically.
Yeah,
and
not only as a
one time thing, not only as a vocalist. Yeah, love it. Hey, Poortjies, we're having such an awesome time here in studio. Just bringing, we're on this high and we can see the passion, you know, for our community, which I'm sure that everybody else has also. I just want to find out from you, like, what's your message of hope, you know? For the community, we had Pastor Souls earlier on in the studio. He also spoke about hope, you know, and gave a definition of hope, whereby he says it's a vision of of what you want to achieve.
Yes,
kind of. He broke it down like that. And what's your message of hope for Estrus?
So I'm saying, as long as I'm alive, there's hope. So long ek lewe, is daar vir my geleentheid om my lewe te verander. My being as Renee, as long as I'm alive, so whoever is hearing my voice is alive. If you're brushing your teeth, you are alive this morning.
Absolutely.
If you're stretching now out of bed, you are alive.
Absolutely.
So that means there's hope. So I want to say to someone, maybe yesterday was a dark, maybe this morning even, early in the night it was dark, but you are alive, so there's hope, and now we can change. Ons kan nou verskil maak.
Yeah.
That is so profound, Brother Jonathan. I actually don't want this to end, you know.
So now you understand why my excitement.
I understand, yes. Now, no market sin, Fastanya. And yes, the time is now for us to act. Muni procrastinate, muni se more ni ons moet dit nou doen.
My phone is going bonkers, yeah? Mm. Let me see what's happening. So this is Nolinda G. Hi Nola, thank you for tuning in. So Nola say, my hand is up. I am so in to do a collaboration.
Thank you.
This is what we are saying to artists. We are challenging you. Hoop op die stage daar vir die mense sê, I'm not here for your money, I'm here to minister.
Jy lief is af vir die geld, ons soek geld, ons moet brood koop. But that's not the point.
So sê vir Awe in die ouetjie stem van Joe Barber. Okay, maar ek vir Anise sê, okay, Tenzel uit Kraaifontein sê, ek moet vir jou sê, Awe. So thanks so much for tuning in. Fam, Renee Creer, it's been so lovely having you. We are restricted by time. I'm so sorry, fam. We went 7 minutes over the time. But as I say, ons is nog nie so script vas nie. I think Byron's got another one there.
Yeah, I got another one coming in. It says, Renee Creer, what vocal powerhouse.
Okay.
My favorite memory of him is when he used to sing at the Achia S se klein kerkie met Julian Manuel,
yes.
Vision
nice,
X
nice.
Songs especially make us one. I love his energy and he has a beautiful spirit.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Who's that?
Is it
Anonymous?
Anonymous, but we see you. We'll pray for you.
On
Fulio here in the studio.
The one song that is part of the Triple Play is a song that Julian wrote. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Siyabonga,
Jesus. All right. I revamped it a little bit. Julian had said, it's fine. It's going to be work on the song. So Julian Manuel, ons kom langer. Ons kom langer.
Mm. Oh, fantastic. Mm. Fam, you tune into the gospel. That's your Kasi, your Stasi. Thank you for the interaction. Die Here seën u ryklik. 0641196071. That's where we're at. And I just wanted to read one portion of Pastor Janola's message. Because we're going to leave the rest for the prayer request, which will be immediately after the Triple Play. So it says here, good morning, guys. Thank you for a refreshing show. God bless you, Pastor Janola. We are so honored. That's all the way from Johannesburg.
Yeah.
The city of gold.
We're taking territory in the name of Jesus. For Jesus. Yes. The good news must go out there.
Yes.
And, we're so humbled, Portis, for everybody to tune in, everybody across South Africa. And I want to go as far as the globe, because... A nation without vision will perish.
Absolutely.
And we are definitely
Nelson
not
Mandela.
ons gaan vorentoe. And continue to engage us.
And then also remember, download the app, like our Facebook page and al die goeie. Ons is ook social media savvy, is hy reg?
Daar sê. Moet nie vraag van my om in Afrikaans te vertaal nie, my broer.
So fam, thank you so much, Renee. 21 minutes to 9. We're gonna release Renee, want ek weet die man het ook 'n lewe. Thank you so much to your family for releasing you.
Thank you.
Bless you all. Fam, this is Boord FM. See you soon. It is said, the greatest way to show love to someone is by sharing the gospel of Christ with them. So, join me, Jonathan,
and me, Byron,
every Sunday morning on the gospel from 7 to 10 a.m., where we'll have music to uplift your spirit,
fellowship to revive your soul,
and an anointed word to break the yoke of bondage.
So, that's every Sunday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Tune in and
be inspired, motivated, and revived. Good evening. Your Kasi, your Stasi.